is bracing for a lengthy government shutdown. And most of us are sitting here thinking, well, are they doing anything to make sure it's not so lengthy? We'll ask Pat that question. Pat Brady is a former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party and a former federal and state prosecutor. How are you today, Pat?
Great, guys. How you doing?
Good. You've lived through a couple of these, right?
Yeah, quite a few. But this one, to answer your question, I don't see any movement. They just had their eighth vote last night, and nobody's moving. And they usually, you typically don't move until there's a political price to pay. But I think the right thinks they're doing the right thing, and the left thinks they're doing the left thing. So it's kind of where we are.
Right. It's where the whole nation is, and it's about getting people together to find some common ground, and it just doesn't seem to exist these days.
Yeah, and back in the 94 ones, when I remember the most, and that really hurt the Republicans when they shut the government down. They took the blame for it. But typically, like we've had these shutdowns here, or we didn't have budgets. And when Governor Rauner was around, he took a lot of the blame for it. But right now, I don't see any polling that suggests either side's really getting blamed for it in public opinion polls. So I don't. This could go on for a long time.
I think it goes on until people start feeling the pinch, especially people who are not getting paid. We've seen the impact on, air traffic controllers taking a few extra sick days. And I got to be honest with you, Pat, if I wasn't being paid, I'd only go so long before I took a sick day.
Yeah, and I think your point is exactly right. I have. Do you feel pain from this? Do people actually feel the pain? And yeah, I just don't. And but it's such an essential failure on both sides that the government doesn't have funding. That's the only thing they really are supposed to do, is to make sure the government runs, and they can't even get that done. So it's really kind of a bad time. And I don't know if congressional approval rating can go any lower.
Yeah.
It's pretty low.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And people feel like they're stuck in the middle. It's those people not being fired, but it has been announced today. It looks like a judge has shot down the idea that these furloughed workers would be fired.
Yeah, and there's one strain of thought, if you pay attention to this, that at least from the administration side, they kind of sing to the, or at least make noises about, they would like to really shut the government down. I mean, a lot of these Project 2025 guys that are around the president, this is kind of something they don't mind, that they're going to pretty much dismantle government. That's kind of their philosophy. That's not necessarily what I've heard President Trump say, but people around him say. So, some people are probably happy with what's going on.
Right. In fact, I was just looking at an article from The Hill, March 25th, 2025. Kristi Noem says she plans to eliminate FEMA. And FEMA, of course, one of those agencies that is not working right now. And for people that are in flooded areas who have no other options, that option doesn't exist. I think that until we see veterans not getting care because people are calling in sick, or, military members not getting paid, which it seems like there seems to be a plan to make sure they get their paycheck. But until people start to really feel the pinch or it affects their families, I don't know that they're going to pick up the phone or put any pressure on their congressional representatives.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Really, nothing's changed on this since we spoke last week. Nobody's, they need the 60 votes in the Senate to pass the House bill, and they're just nobody's budging. But I wish I had better news, but I think we're kind of stuck in this cycle.
And somebody said, Lisa, the shutdown doesn't affect you. It affects family members. There's no doubt about it. We just don't know how it affects everybody and how those people will come together. What do you think needs to be done, Pat? Solve this for us right now.
I don't have all the answers, certainly, but I do notice that there just seems to be an utter lack of trust on either side. Nobody trusts anybody to negotiate in good faith, and they just go back to their corners, and I'm not sure how much they're even talking. And, the director of the OMB says that he's just going to, start firing people left and right, and I think that's got a lot of the Democrats concerned, rightfully so. So I just wish people would kind of quit going to their corners and trying to reach the middle. But the reality is, if you look at the makeup of Congress, a lot of those House districts are very gerrymandered, so there's very little incentive to be a more centrist representative, because that might hurt you when you go back in your primary.
And what is going to happen when these states continue gerrymandering the districts, which some people say will eliminate the opportunity for people of color to be accurately represented in Congress?
Yeah, that's a big case up in front of the Supreme Court right now, big civil rights case, and that could make a big difference on how these maps are drawn. And we talked about this several weeks ago. We're trying to, in Illinois, to get through a fair maps initiative, get them on the ballot in November to take politics out of the map-making process, at least at the state level. But, you know, until there's a real national push to get this done in every state, it's just going to get worse, and then it's exacerbated by social media and real slanted cable news on the other side. So it's right. I hate to sound so negative, but it's really not a good time right now.
It's not. Everybody feels the exact same way. Pat Brady is a former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party and former federal and state prosecutor. Dialing back to those times as a former federal or a federal and state prosecutor, these cases that are going to come up against ICE, it seems to be the only option for U.S. citizens who were arrested and detained. Eventually, they will file a case. How badly will this clog up the courts, and will there ever be any resolution?
I'm not sure how much it'll clog up the courts, because I think there's plenty of space to get things done. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be. The reality is, if you're here illegally, you shouldn't be here, and you're violating the law, and I mean, at the highest level. Now, ICE's tactics and what they're doing, it's, if you see on social media what's going on in Chicago, it's sickening what they're doing to some of these people. They just have, we talked about this a couple weeks ago too, they haven't struck the proper balance on getting the bad illegals out of here, which is the stated goal, and just rounding people up, and it's really horrible. Now, the temporary restraining order that was granted last week in Chicago kept the federal troops out of it, the National Guard, you know, but that's up next week for review, and who knows what's going to happen with that, but it's going to be a long process, I think.
You have anything coming up that where people can engage with you, come see you speak, participate with you?
Well, I tell you what, coming to see me speak isn't that exciting.
Everything I see on LinkedIn, you're always going to support other people who are speaking.
Yes, which is, you know, it's probably better. I'm better not seen or heard. But no, I'm not. Just where I've been good down in Springfield now on the veto session, but there's a lot going on. It's a very interesting time, but it's a very weird time. I've never felt this way, that it seems like everything's kind of out of whack, and we kind of need to get back to regular order and get things done, because people's interests aren't being served. I mean, we had a great deal. The president got a great thing done in Israel. That's great news. Congratulate him for that. But now we got to take care of our stuff at home, and particularly this budget impasse.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to focus on what's happening here. Thank you so much for joining us, Pat.
See you guys. Take care.